And Setanta had the week off last week, so they're itching to get back. And they started off their season with a victory over Berthier. What did you make of it, Gary?
I suppose a good enough start. Like, it's always good to get a one in your first game, and especially at home and that. Like, but it would have been a scrappy enough old game, and I think happy enough probably the performance, but we've picked up a few injuries there and had to take a few boys off, so they're a bit worried about that, you know, because the tight schedule, are back out next weekend again.
Yeah, it's coming thick and fast. Of course, Bert won the title in 18, used in 19, but a very different Bert team we've seen there today. A lot of changes, and for me looking at it, you know, 1-15, you just look very much more an accomplished team out there. I think this Bert team's going to take a while to gel.
I would say so. In fairness, a low Bert put up a good fight there, especially in the first half. It's probably a Bert team that's in transition. Like, there's a lot of young boys. I wouldn't even know who they're there without looking at the team sheet. So, no, I suppose that the way it is, we're reigning champions and we're going rightly there. But it's like 2 years ago, Bert caught us in the final, so you're always there to be knocked down any day, like, aren't you?
Yeah. And technically, Gary, in the first half, they obviously put the third man midfielder out. You decided to leave the extra defender in, and over the course of the game, it proved the right option.
Well, I would always be a believer of playing with six forwards. Like, I know watching football now, like, sometimes there's only two men up, but our tactic would always be to try and keep six forwards up. So with them dropping a man back, it meant we had a man spare to back, but we didn't deliberately set out with a sweeper or anything, like, so.
Yeah, and Bert, the early goal obviously gave them a good shot in the arm, but once Connolly's goal went in, you really felt the writing was on the wall. And at times, I suppose, there in that second half, particularly with Coulter and Gilmore inside, two guys that looked red hot and very hard for the Bert defence to handle.
I know they did. Like, we have good forwards, like, there's no doubt about it. I suppose, like, 3-13 there is not a great score for the game. Was very open, and it was really one sided there in that second half. And I would like to have been getting up closer to 20 points, to be honest, like, rather than 13, if you know.
But yeah, well, I'll tell you, we all had a 3-13 on the side, the ref had a 3-14, so right. I think that's the score is going to go in. There was one extra there, we'll not argue over a point. Gary, and listen, Unions next week, again, a team that's improving. You're going into their home patch.
His last couple of years, Unions have probably been the closest team days, I would say. Like, so now it'll be down in O'Donnell Park next, I think it's Sunday now, I've been told there, but now it'll be a tough game for us, like, especially Unions lost their first game there, they lost at the weekend there, didn't they? So
yes.
So now they'll be out, they'll need the 1-2, like, so now it'll be a tougher game next week, I would think, in O'Donnell Park.